Melbourne, home to Australia's largest Ukrainian population, people gathered at the Ukrainian Catholic Church for Sunday service. Many were thinking of their family members back in Ukraine. Andrew says he worries about the safety of his loved ones who are having to make the difficult decision of whether to stay or go.
Yeah, I know in the instance of my family, they've followed the government's advice. Everyone's obviously got their travel bag and documents ready, but in the end, it is where they live. And for people, particularly like my grandparents that have been there forever, it's not so easy. And I can't imagine them upping and going internally in Ukraine or elsewhere in the case of war.
Slavko Kohut says it's been an anxious time for his cousins and uncles in Kiev.
They're nervous. Some of them are ready to fight. They're saying they're not going to move. They're just going to resist as much as they can. Some of the elder ones are looking at packing up some things and getting ready to potentially move on. I feel frustrated, and I would like to be able to do something more, but what? I'd like to be able to help a lot more.
The White House is warning a Russian invasion, including a possible air assault, could occur at any time. The United States has ordered most of its diplomats and staff to leave its Ukrainian embassy, which is one of America's largest in Europe. The State Department has advised all US citizens to leave, saying it won't be able to guarantee consular assistance. The Australian government has issued similar advice and is now showing its level of concern by moving its embassy out of Kiev. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the situation on the Ukraine-Russia border is increasingly volatile.
We have three remaining staff, and they have been instructed now to move, as other Five Eye countries are, to Lviv. And you would have seen the announcement from the United States as well and Canada, and that is the next stage in Australians being moved to safety. I want to thank particularly those three Australian-based staff who have been there supporting in a consular way the many Australians, many of whom are joint citizens, dual citizens, who are in Ukraine. But the situation, as you are all hearing as well, is deteriorating and is reaching a very dangerous stage.
Meanwhile, US President Joe Biden and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, have had a 62-minute phone call in the latest effort at a diplomatic solution. The Kremlin has described the leader's call as businesslike, but says it took place against a backdrop of hysteria. The White House says that while the call was professional and substantive, it produced no fundamental change in dynamic. President Biden warned Vladimir Putin that a Russian attack would cause widespread human suffering and that the US and its allies would respond decisively with swift and severe costs. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has also spoken for 35 minutes to his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, telling him diplomacy was still an option.
That if Russia is genuinely interested in resolving this crisis of its own making through diplomacy and dialogue, we're prepared to do that. In fact, that's our preferred path. It's the right and responsible thing to do. But it must take place in the context of de-escalation. So far, we've only seen escalation from Moscow. This is a pivotal moment. We're prepared for whatever should happen.
The president of the Ukrainian Association in Melbourne, Stefan Romaniu, says there are currently 1,400 Ukrainian Australians in Ukraine. He says some have chosen to leave the capital out of fear of what may happen. He says the community here is prepared to do what they can to support those who are still there if the situation escalates.
We will support people. We'll do whatever we can to support humanitarian aid. We'll encourage the Australian government to do likewise. We're being very strategic about what if. We don't want it to happen, but if it does happen, I think we're ready to support Ukraine the best that we can.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.